Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, that's true. It is, you know. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, for those that did not know, I'm about to tell you that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-murderers, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence. We are the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, indeed, we are them Americans. And welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. And friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can go to Facebook, check out some downloads and the such. That is Sons of Liberty Radio, uploads, recent articles. WND just came out recently with Relentless Lying Media. You can check that out as well. And other articles from all over the country as well as concerning our articles on a nationwide basis. Sorry about that, friends. I just got a message here, and I'm looking down. We wanted to say thank you to WRIK 750 AM in Paducah, Kentucky. They just picked us up. WRIK at 750 AM in Paducah, Kentucky. Welcome aboard, and we appreciate your trust. So with that said, again, friends, go back to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty on Facebook. If you'd like to check out my personal page, you can do that. It is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter accounts, and or BradleyDean, two different websites, one a fan page and one a personal page. And the personal page, you might want to jump on that quickly, friends, running out of room. Again, that's BradleyDean on Facebook. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is truly a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, just to jump on this really quick, we know that this administration, how they operate, what their methodology is, what their ideology is, how they operate through totalitarian means, so on and so forth. We know it's un-American, unconstitutional. We know on the eve of election in 2008, President Barack Hussein Obama, then Senator Barack Hussein Obama, said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America. And we see over the last 4 and 5 years how he has consistently and incessantly inundated the American people with attack after attack concerning the Constitution of the United States. Well, if we go back and we can simply just look at again what the Word of God said and what it says, because it's never ending. The seed of the righteous is forever. The Word is never going away. The church will never be destroyed because Jesus said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And friends, rest assured they will not. It's been under attack for the last 5,000, 6,000 years. And in process, it's still standing. And the righteous are still proclaiming the Word of God. So, anyways, in saying that, we can go back to Scripture and we can go to Jeremiah really quick. Just hang on a second with me, friends. And when we go over to Jeremiah, we can see clearly that it says to go back to the old paths. And in the process of understanding what the old paths are, let me say are, as someone from New Zealand rightly says, are, car, what he says, car, But when we see what Scripture says in Jeremiah 6:16, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But the people said that we will not walk therein." Now listen carefully. He said, "Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet, but they said, we will not hearken." Hearken means to listen carefully. Now, friends, if we went over to the book of Proverbs as well, in correlation with what I'm saying in Jeremiah 6:16, I go over to Proverbs 24:2. It says, "My son, fear the Lord, hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate." It says, "Fear thou the Lord and the King." Notice how they were in it together. The Lord and the King. The Lord and the King. Right? One and the same, John, by the Spirit of God. And then he said, "And meddle not with them that are given to change." Listen to what I said, Proverbs 24:21, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the King, and meddle not with them that are given to change." Well, what happens when the king changes what the Lord commanded? Well, he said, "Meddle not with them that are given to change." We're not to meddle with them. We're to stand on God's side in this particular situation. I'm about to explain what happens to a country when it turns its back on God. What I'm going to do, friends, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to go back all the way to the 1930s, the 1940s, the 1950s, the 1960s. I'm going to go to the 1970s. I'm going to go to the 1980s. And I'm going to show you the way things were in this country. I'm going to show you what it was like to have a peace of mind. Well, you know, people that are 90 years old. By the way, my wife's mother or grandmother is 93 years old. She was born in 1918, if that math is right. If not, I stand corrected. I am duly rebuked. But in saying that, they had a different lifestyle than what we know today. They were grounded. They were established. As a matter of fact, concerning my wife's grandmother, who's 93 years old, you know, it's the funniest thing in the world, friends. I'm 6'5". I have tattoos up and down my body. I have long hair down to my backside. And interestingly enough, when I look at the fans of Sons of Liberty, they are young. They're really young. You know, from kids all the way to high school age kids, to college students, to mothers, to fathers, to uncles and aunts and cousins and the such. And it goes all the way to the grandmas. But it's interesting, friends, the response that I get from the older people, because they totally get it. But my wife had told me one time, concerning her grandmother, that someone went, that was opposed to my message about going back to the old paths constantly. And this individual went to my wife's grandmother and said, "What do you think about, you know, the way things used to be? What did they used to preach from the pulpits?" And she said, this 93-year-old woman, she said, you preach the law to grace. She said, "You preach them Ten Commandments and you preach them hard." Folks, they used to preach fire from the pulpits. They used to confront sin from the pulpits. They used to, as we like to say, do the stuff where they would drop the fire bombs like Elijah did. "Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord." Remember what Jeremiah said? God said through Jeremiah, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" Remember what Scripture says? Law to grace. In Galatians 3:24, remember what Scripture says? Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Well, they used to actually preach holiness and righteousness and goodness from the pulpits. Ephesians 5, which are the very fruits of Jesus Christ. And folks, so it's the grandmas that rock. The grandmas rock. And I'll tell you more about it when I get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So what we're doing, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talking about how grandma rocks, folks. My fanfare comes from older people a lot of times. Because the old school, they understand it. And I'm not talking old school just from the 60s and the 70s. I'm not talking about the burnt hippies for the most part. I'm talking about those that were raised in, well, my wife's grandma is 93 years old. I believe they just told me that she was born in 1918. That's 4 years. What is it? Oh, 1920. I'm sorry. So she was born in 1920, and she's 93 years old today. Okay, thank you. Yes, okay, I guess that equals the right number, doesn't it, son? Thank you, sir. But when you talk to these old school people, they had a foundation. Here, let me kind of explain a little bit further. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events. Now, we're talking about old past, okay? The grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at schools, the computer age, and just things in general. The grandma replied, "Well, let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polio shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill." She said there was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not yet invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air. Your grandfather and I got married and then lived together. Every family had a father and mother until I was 25 years old. I called every man older than I, sir. We were before gay rights, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. Serving our country was a privilege, and living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food is what people ate during Lent, and having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started, and time-sharing meant time the family spent together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam and Pizza Hut. McDonald's and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5 to 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and two postcards. You could buy a new Chevy coupe for $600, but who could afford one? Too bad, said Grandma, because gas was 11 cents a gallon in my day. Grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby, and no wonder people call us old and confused and say there's a generation gap. And by the way, friends, how old do you think Grandma was or is? Folks, this grandma, speaking of Jeremiah 6:16, going back to the old past, the one that understood everything she just got done explaining, this woman is only 68 years old. So friends, it's not so far behind us that we can actually correct the problem. And we simply need to return to the old past. Remember she said, Grandma did, she said they were ruled by the Ten Commandments. See, that is liberty within the confines of law. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said? He said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. I love that thought. It's so thought-provoking, and when you begin to dissect and fillet the answers as to what they're defined out to be, Webster's 1828, I'm telling you what, there's complete liberty and obedience to the laws of the land. And I'm not talking about man's laws, I'm talking about God's laws. Remember Jesus said, to whom the Son shall make free is free indeed. Remember where the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord is? There is liberty. There's only liberty and obedience, friends. It's not outside of that. Thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said we would not walk therein. Friends, if we're complaining about the way things are, according to the change that's been given unto you incrementally by tyrant after tyrant after tyrant after tyrant, don't you think it would be a good idea to throw off the tyranny and put on God's law in obedience to his law? I mean, you tell a criminal that's sorry for committing a crime, I'll tell you the first thing he's going to do when he gets out, he's going to obey the law because he's going to remain free in obedience to that law. That's not legalism, that's love. And we obey the laws of our land because we love our country and we love our government. And those in government that agree with God's word, I'll tell you what, they love their government too because they first love God. Those that serve we the people, our representatives, friends, cannot rightly serve you until they first rightly serve God. By this we know that we love the children of God and we love God and keep his commandments. And by the way, here, let me just go through these. Because I always just rush through these so quickly, friends. Talking about going back to the old past. And the people said, we don't want the old past. Okay, let me ask you, friends. The phone lines are open. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Are you happy with Barack Hussein Obama? Are you happy with the change that he is bestowing upon you through oppressive totalitarian measures? Remember what I said, Proverbs 24:21. My son, fear the Lord, a filial fear, and the king, who's in agreement with God. Read Psalm 2 when you get a minute as well. And meddle not with them that are given to change. How is the change working out for America? It is not. I like to say this, then what are you complaining about? Because if you're complaining about this administration, then let me tell you this, you're probably in agreement with God's word. Because there is no in-between. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And I say so often, friends, If you're not going to be ruled by God's 10 commandments, you're going to be ruled by man in his 10,000 commandments. And really what they are is policy, not law. If I got any lawyers listening to me right now, policy follows law, friend, not law policy. Remember what I shared with you some time back, and I was in the Capitol Rotunda in the state of Minnesota. I'm sorry, the Supreme Court chambers in the state of Minnesota here. And there's a huge mural of Moses and the Ten Commandments awaiting. A huge mural of Moses awaiting the divine law. He's waiting for the Ten Commandments, not suggestions, friends. And when you turn around and you walk out from that mural from the Supreme Court that's above the Supreme Court justices, when you turn around and you look up above the door that you walk out, it says where the law ends, tyranny begins. There's the correlation for you. Exodus 18:21. We're just not going to get away from it. And we don't want to get away from it. I see for the most part in America complaining about the tyrannical acts of this administration, and rightly so. As a matter of fact, you just seen this, the Muslims that were basically protesting in Washington, D.C. Did you see how many bikers, friends, stood up to what was going on in Washington, D.C.? And by the way, if you have not seen these pictures, I will post them on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook right now. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And it is a picture of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of American patriots, bikers, that are standing up and saying no to the tyranny. They're saying no to foreigners trying to come in and coming into this country and attempting to implement Sharia law. And let me tell you something, friends. The only reason they're attempting to implement Sharia law is because they see that the American people don't care about their law. And see, if we really do care about our laws, guess what we're going to do? We're going to jump on a bike and we're going to stand with our patriot brothers, Christians and conservatives, one and the same, across this country and agree with God. And then and only then will we reclaim our country. I'm looking at the picture right now, friends. I got the goosebumps. It is incredible. And by the way, friends, this is what the state-run media will not report. Friends, it is a sea of bikers that showed up into Washington, D.C. A sea of bikers that love this country. So this isn't a reproof. This can be an exhortation or an edification to those that are a part of the answer to bring about the restoration of our country, the reclamation of our country. Friends, this message is always reclamation, and it's always hard because it's love that's behind it, so we can reclaim our country for our posterity and for our future, friends. But we got to go back to the old past. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We travel so much, and having a big TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick stuff, what has been the response, my little beautiful Pete?
Oh, I like that.
I do too.
Yes. Well, there has been.
I really do mean that, honey.
Well, thank you. That means
welcome.
A lot. You don't throw away a compliment, I can tell you that. So that's awesome. Thank you. We've got some different comments from different places and posts and things. I thought I'd share a few with you here today. We've got Anna Grace. She commented on one of your most recent articles. It's on Freedom Outpost, titled The Relentless SPLC, meaning Southern Poverty Law Center, and Media Liars.
Yep.
She said, God bless you and your ministry. So I think she really was blessed by that article. We've got another one out here on Facebook, Sons of Liberty, from your most recent text art. And I'll read the text art first. You said, if the media can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to give you the right answers. And Teresa Seigel, she said, very informative. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. We've also got Doug Carter, who commented on your My War DVD series on SOL Facebook. He said, I've watched this multiple times. It's packed with need-to-know information. And really, on that My War DVD series, I have to say, it's one of those kind of series that every household in America should have one.
And that's what they say.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's so informative. It just takes you inside public schools. It's one thing to hear about it on the radio. I think it's another thing to actually watch the video and see firsthand what really goes on. So if you want to get an inside scoop as to what's really going on in public schools, that My War DVD is outstanding. It's also on the website, too, as well.
Well, there's also a, that was actually on Stan Monty's show, so we just got a referral back from him as well.
Oh, yeah, great.
Go ahead, check
that
out.
I heard you tonight on Radio Liberty. I am interested in talking with you at some point If you do Facebook, look at Jester TN. He does stuff with the Republic very good. Okay. I know that's been a great...
Isn't it interesting? Everybody's just got a spill. So this is what's happening during the radio show, friends.
It's coming on all fronts, too. You know, you're looking at... If you go on to different various, you know, the articles that you write for, Freedom Outposts, you've got responses from people there. You go to Sons of Liberty, there's responses from people there. We've got a YouTube video response from a video that you did, Public Schools Are Teaching What?
Yeah.
Exposing what's going on out there in public schools. And it's kind of a long name, but John Cullen Ellert Allen says you are right.
Reminds me of William Cullen Bryant.
Yeah, a lot there. But I think it just, when you go around the boards, you kind of look from YouTube clips and articles and Facebooks and TechSarts, people are saying, amen, we're supporting what you're doing, keep going. So we appreciate the feedback. It's encouraging to hear some encouraging words.
Awesome. And we also, again, wanted to thank WRIK 750 AM in Paducah, Kentucky as well. Just wanted to give you a shout out. And folks, what I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to get that picture of all these bikers posted for you, and it should be up momentarily. It is second to none. As a matter of fact, when I first seen this picture, these were the bikers that showed up in Washington, D.C. to basically stifle the Muslims that thought that they had the freedom to go ahead and stand up in the face of the American people and say they're not responsible for what took place on September 11th. Now, you know what? Whatever that argument is, that's great. But it was great that the American people stood up in the face of what was going on and saying, this is our country, and you are a guest in our country, and we want you to understand that you are the guest in our country, and no, you are not going to implement Sharia law, regardless of what you may think or regardless of what that man in the White House has said to you. So, and saying that, hang on one second, friends. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and this is what the media will never show you. All right, this is live, friends. God bless each one of of you. So I just want you to know that this is all being done live, okay? So I am literally loading this right now just so you can see what's going on here. So folks, hang on a second. 3, 2, 1, 0. It should be posted. Yep, it is posted, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Now back to the topic, folks. We're talking about, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your soul. So let's go back to 1930, for those that are still from the 30s in our, well, in the present. When we go back, we can go ahead and look. So what's 1930 world news? French Assembly passes a Social Security bill. Japanese Prime Minister Yoko Hamaguchi is shot. Immigration from U.S. exceeds immigration to the U.S. for first time ever. Mahatma Gandhi leads the civil disobedience movement in India against Great Britain in 1930, friends. Germany bans the film All Quiet on the Western Front. Wow. 1930 national news. The first unemployment census is conducted. The first of four heads on Mount Rushmore unveiled by Gutzon Borglum. That's in Rapid City, South Dakota. Pretty cool to see it. Black Hills, I'm sorry. The Veterans Administration is established. The population of the United States of America in 1930 was 123,202,624 people. Now it is up to 312 million people, friends. On 1930 News, the Blondie comic strip begins publication. The Chrysler Building in New York City is completed. Frozen foods are sold commercially for the first time. They got sports in here and the whole shebang. Remember when the Yankees signed Babe Ruth to a 2-year contract worth $160,000? Now what are they getting paid, friends? Absolutely ridiculous. Talking about the 1930s, talking about going back to the old past. Interestingly enough, Ed Barrow to predict concerning Babe Ruth's pay of $160,000 a year, he said no one will ever get paid more. Talking about going back to the old past, we're in the 30s right now. 1930, interesting facts. President of the United States, Herbert Hoover. Vice President of the United States, Charles Curtis. Pulitzer Prize winner, Laughing Boy of Oliver Lafarge. Nobel Peace Prize winner, Lars Olaf Nathan Soderblom. Miss America pageant was not held in the 1930s yet. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Republican Nicholas Longworth. And the life expectancy in 1930 was 59 years old, 59.7 to be exact. Inventions in 1930 were Twinkies, Wonder Bread Sliced, and Snickers. By the way, Wonder Bread Sliced, did you hear that? So when you hear that comment, cooler than sliced bread, well, that wasn't always the case up until the 30s. Snickers candy bars were actually developed in 1930. In 1930, the cost of living, friends, you ready for this? This is great information, talking about going back to the old paths, friends. Talking about going back to the old paths, all right? 1930, again. A new house in 1930, you ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. $7,146 for a brand new house in this country. An average income in 1930, was $1,973 per year. Average income in 1930, $1,973 per year. A new car in 1930 was $610. Talking about going back to the old paths. The average rent in 1930 was $15 per month. $15 per month. Tuition to Harvard University in 1930, $400 a year. Wow. You should know Harvard's motto, friends, for Christ in the church. I got a video out there if you'd like to check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to WorldNet Daily. We got that posted as well. 1930 cost of living, movie ticket, 25 cents each, gasoline, ready? 10 cents per gallon in 1930. United States postage stamp was 2 cents a piece in 1930. Sugar, for 10 pounds of sugar in 1930, 65 cents, vitamin D milk, 56 cents per gallon, ground coffee, 46 cents per pound, bacon, 25 cents per pound, eggs, 15 cents per dozen, fresh groundhog. It's one of those days, and I'm not tired. I'm actually doing all right today. Fresh ground hamburger, 13 cents per pound in 1930. Fresh baked bread per loaf, friends. You ready? 1930, 9 cents per loaf. Interesting point, who was born in 1930? Clint Eastwood, May 31st. Sean Connery, August 25th. Ray Charles, September 23rd. Just listen to the difference in the titles of songs, friends, in 1930. I Can Dream. Three Little Words. Embraceable You. Happy Days Are Here Again. I'm Confessing. On the Sunny Side of the Street. So Beats My Heart for You. Strike Up the Band. My Baby Just Cares for Me. Not some of the lewd, carnal, lascivious names that are used today. Not even close. Folks talking about going back to the new... Or I'm sorry, not to the new pass, but the old pass. We're talking about going back to the old pass. Everybody always says the good old days, the good old days. Folks, I got almost, well, I already got 39 comments on Facebook. How about a phone call? If you're from the 30s, give me a phone call. 1-877-807-9977. And tell me what I'm missing in my... history lesson here, would you please? 1-877-807-9977. If you were born or you were alive in the 30s, give me a call. We'd love to hear from you. 1-877-807-9977. Talking about going back to the old past. You want to know why? Because Grandma rocks and so does Grandpa. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Talking about going back to the old past, friends. Thus saith the Lord, stand in the old, or in the ways, and see and ask for the old paths. By the way, path means beaten and trodden way. Remember, Jesus said that he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. It's work, friends. And we're talking about reclamation, restoration here. The Lord says, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not. Now let me just take a quick break and go back to the responses that I've been getting. 59 responses already, friends, on a nationwide basis. Monica said, well, Bradley, my grandma was also born in 1920. She will be 93 on the 24th. That is on borrowed time, friends. Read Psalm 80 when you get a minute. The Lord said 70 years, 80 in strength. We're talking about grandma here with Monica, who's 93 years old almost on the 24th. She goes on, all this is... you are reading applies to her, too. Amazing, isn't it? It really is amazing. I just posted, friends, did you know college mottos? Incredible. Christian foundations raising up congregationalists and preachers throughout our major colleges, Princeton, Harvard, so on and so forth. You can check that out. That's posted on Sons of Liberty Radio as well. But here are some of the responses. Going back to what the media will never show you concerning all of those bikers that are standing up and fighting, just saying, friends, here, I'm just going to refresh this really quick, and I'm going to respond to these people live, just give you their feedback, because everybody likes to hear their name on live radio. But we have 85 that have responded since I first said it. May the Lord bless you. Thanks for sharing. Have a safe ride. Thank you. Phyllis said, oh my goodness, this is so awesome. May you all be blessed, and thank you for writing all of us who could not, or all of us who could not. I'm sorry, that's not what was said, but God bless and happy trails. Janine said, go bikers. Emmeline said, won't let me. Oh, okay. Harry said, awesome. Kathy said, wow, can't believe it. Can't either. I can't either. What a. Let's keep it clean, guys. Okay, so we got 85 responses thus far. I'm refreshing it right now. Go on, check out who is at the outreach, basically protesting those that want to attempt to implement Sharia law. Again, there's both sides to that debate. And the bikers in America, the patriots, the Christians, the conservatives stood up and said, oh, no, you don't. You need to back off. Okay? So you can go ahead and check that out. Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. Talking about the old pass. Boy, oh boy. Just doing three things here at once. Proverbs 24:21. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. Now, friends, after reading 1930, I have to jump up to 1940 really quick. Okay? So let's jump over to 1940. And when you look at 1940, we'll just kind of show you what it was like back in the old days. In 1940, world news, the Olympic Games are canceled due to World War II. Mussolini meets Hitler at Brenner. Germans capture Denmark and Norway. Winston Churchill becomes Prime Minister of Britain. The U.S. begins the sale of surplus war goods to Britain. In New York, the World's Fair reopens. Winston Churchill urges perseverance so the future generations would remember that. This was their finest hour. No, they were implementing, the U.N. through World War II, for those that did not know. The United States declares an embargo on scrap, iron, and steel to all but Great Britain. This was in 1940. 1940 again, national news, talking about the old pass. The FCC begins developing television rules. Oh, that's a whole nother topic, friends, but I'll tell you what. You can even say nuts to you, dang, lousy, or jerk during a movie. And if a crime was committed during a movie, not television, friends, I'm talking about movies. If a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be brought to justice before the end of the movie. Now they're teaching the young people and the younger generation today as to how to commit the crime so the politicians can sit there and go gun grab and have more control over the lives of men. Either we're going to be ruled by a word, friends, or we're going to be ruled by the bayonet, said Robert Winthrop, who was a Speaker of the House back in the 1800s. Again, 1940 national news, the U.S. and Canada strengthen ties to the permanent joint board of defense on defense. The first blood bank in the nation is opened by Dr. Charles Drew. Newsday begins publications. The FCC hears the first transmission of FM radio in 1940 with clear static-free signal. Tom and Jerry created by Hanna and Barbera debut by MGM in 1940. Here you go, ladies. Nylon stockings go on sale for the first time. Speaking of 1940. Okay? The first basketball game to be televised live in 1940. That's what came out then. All right. The President of the United States in 1940. Again, Franklin Roosevelt. Vice President John Garner. Pulitzer Prize winner, The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. Nobel Peace Prize winner. The Nobel Peace Prize was not given out this year. Miss America, Frances Marie Burke, Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Philadelphia. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Sam T. Rayburn. Life expectancy in 1940 was 62 years old. Richard and Maurice McDonald open a hamburger stand at their drive-in, which marked the beginning of the McDonald's franchise in 1940. I did not know that. Talking about the old pass. Thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old pass. A new house in 1940. $3,925. I love this. How's that change working out for America? Nope, we want reclamation. We want restoration. We want to go back to the old pass here, friends, but we got to get back on God's system of obedience to his commandments. Because we love him, and the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ, shows a demonstration of his love. He loved us first. And we respond by responding to the sacrifice in which he gave through his son, Jesus Christ, for the sins of the world. Average income in 1940, $1,725 per year. A new car in 1940 was $850. Average rent in 1940, $30 per month. Tuition to Harvard University, $420 per year. A movie ticket in 1940 was 30 cents each. Talking about going back to the old past. Grandmas and grandpas, you rock. Movie ticket, 30 cents each. Gasoline, ready? 1940, gasoline per gallon, 11 cents per gallon. United States postage stamp in 1940, 3 cents. Yeah, you heard me. 3 cents. Now, folks, let me take a little shift change here really quick. I'm online as well, paying attention to your response. There's a lot of Facebook won't let me repost this picture. Friends, please go to Sons of Liberty at Facebook and repost that picture. And if you can't, download it and then repost it. And if you can't get it there, then go to Bradley Dean. It's important that the American people see what's happening across America, because the state-run media will not show you the response. Do you remember back in, what was it, a couple years back on the commemoration of Martin Luther King, Glenn Beck had a, you know, he was basically highlighting a memorial service from MLK's 1968 speech, I Have a Dream. The state-run media said thousands of people showed up, friends. And remember they said the camera system went down in Washington, D.C.? No, they didn't want you to see how many people showed up, friends. There wasn't 100,000 people that showed up. There wasn't 200,000 people that showed up. There wasn't 300,000 people that showed up. And there wasn't 400,000 people that showed up. Friends, there was 500,000 people that showed up that the state-run media does not want you to know about. And this is how they operate. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and repost the picture, what the media will not show you. And the response, by the way, this is a high five to all those people that showed up in Washington, D.C. to our foreign friends that are not going to implement Sharia law. And they are going to take responsibility for the crimes against humanity. Again, there's two sides of that debate. Friends, I've already got 110 responses right now. Please go there and repost it. If Facebook says you can't repost it, download it and repost it on your Facebook. People need to see that we are together on this, friends. Oh, now it's up to 120. Just refreshed it 10 seconds later. Thank you very much. Back to 1940 cost of living, going back to the old past. Amen, friends. I so appreciate your response. I'm so pleased. I wish some of you guys would get on the... Well, you know what? If you're from the 1940s, we'll get you on the radio tomorrow. I want to talk about the Ten Commandments, but tomorrow I got to talk about the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, and the 1980s. This is great information. Let me finish off 1940. Sugar, 10 pounds, 59 cents in 1940. Milk, a gallon, 51 cents. Ground coffee, 42 cents per pound. Bacon, 40 cents per pound. Eggs, 19 cents per dozen. Fresh ground hamburger, not groundhog. Fresh ground hamburger, 15 cents per pound. Fresh baked bread per loaf in 1940 was 8 cents. 8 cents, friends. Again, I'm encouraged, friends. Thank you very much for your response on Facebook. Get those pictures out there. I love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18. I will talk to you in 23 hours, and we will talk about going back to the old past, and we'll hit from the 50s all the way to the 90s. See ya!
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.